to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is going to be a little different. The focus is Jim and Madge Cross. And this will probably be ignored, but this is an act of love. Because I have continued to study a lot of things. My intensity of study has grown a lot. And one of the things I have studied is a good bit of history. And techniques of war is one of the things. One of the techniques of war is not only do you want to, destroy your enemy, but you want to destroy, keep them from rising again. And there are many techniques to do that. And one of them is to destroy the culture. And one of the ways to do that is you destroy the value of family. You bring in pornography and things of that nature, and you the first thing you do when you invade the country is you promote the raping of the women there in order to just tear them apart. For example, this is what happened to Germany and to Japan and World War II. And one of the things you will find is that it did destroy culture in so many ways, because both those countries now have a below replacement rate, birth rate. Japan especially is collapsing. That's why Japan is not as open to immigrants. Germany is, because otherwise Germany would collapse. What we did, for example, the obvious one is the invasion of Iraq. One of the first things we brought in was pornography. Again, the objective there is to destroy the culture. We do that a lot. We do it here domestically, domestically it was more targeted, as I've indicated very, very previously, one of the ways was to destroy the black family with the Great Society program in the 60s. By first buying the women and then buying the men. You don't need each other. Just go ahead and have sex, and don't worry, we'll take care of the kids, and destroy the family. And it's been extremely effective. That's why the bulk of Planned Parenthood centers are in the so-called minority communities, because it's eugenics. Margaret Sanger is a eugenicist. Her Galton and whatever his name. These are eugenicists. They want to eliminate people who are not right in their eyes. And what they will do, especially you can see, because one of the big fans of Margaret Sanger was a gentleman by the name of Adolf Hitler. And you can see, for example, in a lot of the publications during that time, what they would do is they would promote to the people, look at these very, very feeble people, people who are who can't, they're just a burden. And we want to make sure that they don't breed. And so you use the extreme in order to bring in the idea of we're going to get rid of these people. We want to bring in eugenics. It's been very effective, but the techniques have changed and have softened in order to be more effective. The destruction of the black family has been extremely strong. The white family is picking up speed, as obviously can be seen in my own family. And the Hispanic family is the strongest right now domestically, but it's being attacked. So what do you do in order if your objective still is eugenics? And as I mentioned many, many months ago, when Melinda Gates stated, this is like in the spring, that we need to get a vaccine and we need to get it to the black community first. And, it comes across as so loving and kind. This is because, we feel for you. They want to kill them. They simply want to kill them. Gates is a eugenicist. His dad was a head of Planned Parenthood and so forth. All the information is there. I remember, because I watched it years ago when it happened. And Gates gave a talk where he talked about how we have to take care of CO2. And one of the ways we do that is we have this equation, and we have to reduce one of these factors down to zero, or pretty near zero, the way he said it. That was his announcement. I want to kill people. That's what he wants to do. He wants to reduce the world population. And one of the best ways to do that is to eliminate progeny. Keep people from reproducing. And that's why he's so into vaccines. He's been, I think the number is now at 500,000 kids that have been injured by vaccines that he's paid for. In India and South America, I think is where the bulk of them are. And some of these injuries are horrendous. A lot of these people simply can't reproduce. These things are happening. And the concern is what's happening is we'll get those who will announce it in a very sensational way or give some piece of evidence that's sensational, and then you can say, okay, no, he's not that. He's really a nice guy. He has so much money. It's the obvious fact. He says, yes, I'm going to give away all my money, and he has, I think, in the last year or so, just doubled his wealth. He's continuing to become richer and richer for a guy giving away all his money. It's power. The whole objective here is power, and he's marketing power. That's why I have stated way back months ago, my concern is for Isaac, Charlotte, and James, because they are the target of Bill and Melinda Gates. It's not that they're going to go to them and kill them. They're going to make sure that they do not have any progeny. And again, one of the ways you can see clearly how this is done, if you look at the history of Thomas Malthus, he's the one who started this idea of population growth long before Ehrlichman, who did the population bomb thing. This guy's 200 years ago, whatever. Friend of Darwin and so forth. It's that mindset is very much there. The black community has been easy target. It's been an easy target for years. And when you look at like the Communist Manifesto, the Communist Confession of Faith is very clear. The objective is to destroy the family. It's going to take generations. They plan for generations. They don't simply plan for tomorrow. You hear all the idea that the American businessman, he's planning for tomorrow, or next quarter, as opposed to some places they plan for 10 years out. Well, these people plan for generations, and they have. It's documented. You can just simply pick up the document and read it. It's control. Communism is the idea of not a level playing field. It's for an oligarchy and the minions. That really is what it's all about. And of course, there is the idea of you don't want to have too many people there, so you don't want to mess up your planet, so we'll just eliminate them by not having them. So that's been a focus, but I know I got long, but the prime focus here now is as I pointed out, you saw the event here in Chattanooga where the nurse fainted after getting the vaccine. Well, more information has come out. The CDC just published a study yesterday, day before, whatever it was, of the initial results of the first 100,000 vaccines that have been issued. About 3% of people had a reaction to the point that not simply, oh, I got a headache, but I am sick. Unable to work or hospitalized. 3%. You're taking a vaccine for something that most people don't know that they have. The only thing it does is allow you to build up antibodies. There is no evidence it prevents spreading. There is no evidence that it'll prevent you from getting the disease. There is no evidence it'll prevent you from giving it to somebody else. It just will give you antibodies and other things. One of the other things is some of the side effects that have been demonstrated is it reduces the possibility of you reproducing. It's genocide. And the best way to do genocide is to get a whole bunch of people say, yes, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I see no effect, maybe a headache, maybe some little something of that nature. oh, a few people get really sick, but you know, this is for a good cause. But I'm not going to have any children now. I didn't know that. That's the objective. But there's the other side of the coin. You get the people so they don't reproduce. You also get people, who are the people who are dying? The people with, as it's called, comorbidities. They have something else that's killing them. And this is the last straw on the camel's back. You might have heard this before because I've said it many times. This is how I described it back in the spring. It's the last straw on the camel's back. And one of the things you can do is you can go to the population that are elderly and kill them. This is not stopping reproduction. This is killing them. The target is Jim and Madge Cross. They want you dead. And I'm not sensationalizing. If I didn't care for you as human beings created in the image of God, if I didn't care for you as my father-in-law and mother-in-law, I would have kept silent. I'm going to tell you the truth as best as I can understand it. I'm going to point you to the fact that some people are out to destroy your progeny and destroy you. These people with all the money, these people who are offering you love and kindness, want you silenced and dead. I sent you an email. I described some of this today. I'll put it in the voicemail email. And I also pointed out, you said to me, you love me because God commands you, but you don't like me. That's your words. I'm trying to show you as an act of love, because you're a human being, you and Madge are human beings created in the image of God. Because you're my father-in-law and mother-in-law. And as an act of love, because if you die because of this, the odds of us reconciling go down. I want you alive because I want that door open that you and I could look each other in the face, shake hands without gloves and without wearing a mask, and call each other our beloved brother. You don't seem to want that from me. I want that from you. I got very long. I'm sorry, but this isn't a game. Bill Gates has a lot of money, and people like him, oh, what's his name, the Queen of England's husband, who says, I want to die and come back as a virus to reduce the world population. He wants you dead. I don't. Please tell my wife I love her.